Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Yes, indeed. Welcome into our second half of Sports Talk this Thursday, June the 5th, and voluntary workouts have wrapped up. The final day of organized team activities was this morning. The Saints on the field at their facility. We got to witness our third viewing session of the three-week OTAs. And breaking it all down for you, we got Bobby Hebert, the Cajun Cannon. Also, after the first break, the voice of the Saints, Mike Haas, will be joining us to get some of his thoughts. The talk of camp, I feel so far, Bobby, no surprise, the quarterback position. Everybody is dying to know more and more and more information about the Spencer Rattler, Tyler Shuck competition. And right now, you know, that's really something that at least we can get some kind of gauge on, because...
Well, no, it's a heated battle, and it continues to be a heated battle. Every time they step out on the field, they're being judged. Every time they step into the building, they're being judged.
Right.
How do you transition from the meeting room to the field? How do you interact with your teammates? All of that stuff counts.
And I don't know, through the three sessions, I feel like it's neck and neck.
Yeah, it's neck and neck, so that's why I would give the edge to Tyler Shuck.
Because
that's Kellen Moore's
guy. Coach's pick.
Tell me if you agree with that. You and Charlie, y'all not
see.
Agree
I don't know.
With me.
My thinking. I agree with you there, but I also go to what about the guy that has that NFL experience under his belt?
Yes, but Kellen Moore wasn't here. If Kellen Moore was the coach last year, when
keeps mentioning clean slate with everybody.
Yeah, that's in theory that's good, but a lot of times everybody wants their guy.
Sure. But I'm saying, like, what I'm saying, that Spencer Rattler has the experience. Kellen Moore doesn't care because he wasn't here for that.
Right. And but again, I think Spencer Rattler would really have to beat out Tyler Shuck.
Really have to outshine him to earn that spot.
That I'd be like, no, it's not even a question. They neck and neck, I'll go with Tyler Shuck because that's Kellen Moore's guy. Then, remember, Shador, did Kellen Moore go to that workout? Did he go to Tyler Shuck's workout? Yes. So, I mean, okay.
That tells you something, for sure.
So then, now I'm just a fly on the wall in the draft room. Okay, we got Tyler Shuck. Okay, we really want him. Nothing against Spencer Rattler, because Spencer Rattler, to me, is an NFL quarterback. Now, he hasn't won an NFL game, but again, supply and demand. Who knows? You could play for one or two teams. You might play for five or six. If you can continuously prove that you could grasp different offenses, look at Chase Daniel, how long he lasted. You never know when you get opportunity. Do you take advantage of that? But Spencer Rattler, to me, will have to truly beat out Tyler Shuck when all said and done. That's when you go look at how they ramp up training camp. They have preseason games, and they're competing. Oh, well, for sure, Spencer Rattler should be the quarterback. Now, Bobby, you're not even talking about the Jake Haener. And Jake Haener, to me, I don't know, when he went to the NFL game last year, now it was just one game, he was kind of overwhelmed. I think he tried to do too much. I think he's a competitor. He wants to fight. Now, Charlie, check me out with this. And Steve, we were talking, I forgot who we were talking about this today. That Kellen Moore's
Jeff
brother.
Jeff Nowak brought it up. Yeah.
Yeah, Jeff. Yeah, yeah. Sorry, Jeff. Yeah, Jeff brought this up, that Kellen Moore's brother coached Jake Haner at Fresno State.
Connections, baby.
Exactly. So the how are you familiar with an individual and what you know what they bring to the table? So that's going to work to Jake Haner's benefit. Not necessarily to start. But
to stick around,
to be maybe be an emergency quarterback and all that. So I found that intriguing because that does count. You think, oh, well, that shouldn't count, but it does. It does count. But when you're looking at the quarterback competition, when all said and done, it's going to be what they do on the field, how they lead their teammates, all of those intangibles, all of that comes into play. But again, on the roster, none of the quarterbacks we have won one NFL game.
They don't have many starts.
Yeah, there aren't many starts, but they haven't won a game. And I told you about Spencer Rattler, how his quarterback rating in the first half was unbelievable.
Sure.
It was like, I don't have my notes in front of me, but it was like 100, let's say 104. Where in the second half, it was 46 and a half. It was like half. No, can you play a complete game? Then you play a complete game. It'd have to be 100, but what about high 90s or in the 90s? Then you end up winning those type games. You can't, as a quarterback, I'm telling you, want to work magic, and everybody can't be Joe Burrow or Jane Daniels or whatever it might be. How about you just help your team win? And then you might get desperate, you try and do too much, then it ends up being a negative factor. So, again, these young quarterbacks' best friend is about defense can turn the corner. And first off, stop the run and kind of set the tone. Again, if our defense is one before last stopping the run, I would take the under. We're going to win 4 or 5 games. We're going to be under the 5.5.
Boo.
We have to have our defense pulling their weight. I'm not saying top 3 or 5, but we can't be in the bottom of the league. I think that's going to be critical to this year. Getting, I don't know, nothing to write home about, but 6 or 7 wins, that's more than we won the year before. So I'm telling you, and I've said this before, if we go 7-10, normally a fan base, man, they'd be ticked off. We won 7 games, but we could be trending in the right direction. Remember I tell Houdat Nation we got to be patient? I still think it could be a strong positive if we have a 7-10 season. Now, with a coaching change and all that, you want to see progression. So you don't want to do all this coaching change, and then we go 4-13.
We went backwards.
Yeah, that's what you don't want. And again, I think we got the right head coach, how organized we are with Kellen Moore. But then it's all about wins and losses. It's amazing what wins and losses and how you feel about yourself, the difference it makes. Are you a winning quarterback or not? It's a team game, but the quarterback, again, gets too much of the glory or too much of the blame. But it just comes with the territory.
Besides the quarterback competition, which we've all been glued in on, want to know some of the positives and maybe some negatives you saw from these 3 sessions of OTAs. Starting with the positives, what were some things that stood out to you, whether it was just scheme-wise or with, you know,
organization.
I mentioned organization, also maybe some players that caught your eye.
Yeah, well, at the 4 o'clock hour said just how it didn't seem like, it seems like this coaching staff has been together for a decade. They look
a well-oiled machine.
Well-oiled. They look organized. Kellen Moore looks like he don't look like the youngest coach in NFL. He doesn't look like a first-time NFL coach. A very mature team. Now you got to win games, however that comes about. I think what impressed me and caught my eye, especially the first 2 practices, Rashid Shaheed. He don't say that he hurt his knee. His knee don't look hurt to me. He look like he's flying. And the quarterbacks are getting the ball out there. So that's a good thing. Defensively, I don't know.
It's tough right now, I know.
And then and you think about it, good for the quarterback, not good for the defense. I don't know. I don't think we had three. Now, the practices we've witnessed is only three.
Yeah.
I don't know. How many interceptions we have? One or two? Well, we haven't. They haven't intercepted the football. So that's good for the quarterbacks, but the back end, I'm worried about our secondary.
But you mentioned, that's to me, too, these 7-on-7 drills are built for the offense to win.
Yeah, they should win, but you're still top defensive players. They still get interceptions. Like today in that red zone 7-on-7, Isaac Yeanham had a chance on a tip ball to get an interception. Hit you in the chest, you got to catch it. You know, he was not able to bring that down. I'd say Rashid Shaheen, Juwan Johnson, but I've said that before. The both quarterbacks look like they know what they're doing. You can't judge anybody on the line. So I just look how Chris, how the practice have been going, how special team drills and all that. So,
it is just voluntary work. It's something that I thought was kind of, what, you know, look at my notes, and I don't recall saying anything about Brandon Cooks.
No, I think I have him catching a couple of balls and all that. I think, no, Chris Olave looks like Chris Olave. He gets the ball and looks the part. I'd say Juwan Johnson, Rashid Shaheed on long plays. No, it'll be interesting to see, Steve. You
can't really grade the running backs.
No, and you brought this up, that when mandatory minicamp, because that's what's collectively bargained. No, that's when, as a player on any NFL team, you have to show up.
Yeah.
No,
you're under contract. You got to be here.
Yeah, you're under contract. You got to be there for 3 days. So all of a sudden, Honey Badger, Alvin Kamara, everybody showed up. Now, we might watch Alvin Kamara Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And if you an alien, I say, and came down and just watch him practice, you might be.
Who's that guy?
Well, who's that guy? Well, I know he's a lot better than those other guys playing the running back position.
You know, you need more him.
You could see the burst of speed and the quickness is still there. That's why I told you, Rashid Shaheed, like he's still flying. Look like his knee was hurt to me. So that's the kind of things that you look at that catches your attention. So I think that's what you're going to see maybe more, because everybody has to be there, the mandatory minicamp versus the OTAs. And, again, when the line is hard to judge and who shows up and who's not, but you're supposed to be there because it was collectively bargained between the players and the management for that mandatory minicamp.
Sit tight. We're going to take a quick break. When we return, the voice of the Saints, Mike Haas, will join this OTA conversation, breaking it all down with the black and gold. Back after this on Sports Talk WWL.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back into Sports Talk, our special Black and Gold OTA edition as they wrapped up voluntary workouts today, helping us break it all down. The voice of the Saints, Mike Hawes. How you doing today, Mike?
I am doing well, man. I was happy to see the event inside today, as yesterday's OTAs.
We're getting spoiled.
Outside. We're going to get it soon enough. So, you know, it's coming, and it's coming pretty soon.
And, you know, Hoss, I don't know. You've observed football. We've all observed football. I don't know if the right word is a well-oiled machine, but it don't look like this is their first rodeo, the first-time organization. I don't know. It looks like this coaching staff has been together for a decade. It doesn't look like Kellen Moore is the youngest head coach in the NFL. I mean, just like it's well-organized. And you know how they have a collective bargaining agreement, like you have a new coach, you get extra practices. It seems like that we so organize how we go from drill to drill, whether it's offense, defense, special teams. I don't know. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I've observed. But it seems like, man, I don't know. They know what the hell they're doing. Now you got to win games. But it just seems like it's a well-oiled machine.
No, it does. And I agree. It's, you know, there's no kind of disjointed aspect of who's going where, when, what. And I think that in large part is exactly what you said. You've got a coaching staff specifically on the offensive side who's worked together. This is not their first OTAs together. But you see it because if you kind of watch practice, the coaches are kind of doing their own thing. They're not talking to even each other. They're not going over to this coach and talking to that coach. You do that. I mean, everybody's doing their own thing. You don't. There's not a ton of even coach interaction, right? I mean, you don't hear a lot from any of the coaches. They're all doing their specific duties. And that's not, I'm not saying that's weird or abnormal, but it's just, it does, you're like, you have to physically go find, where's Kellen? All right? Where's, you know, Tolzien's? Where's Nussmeier? Where are they? Because they're all just kind of doing their job. They're not around, running around screaming and yelling and why aren't you doing this? And why aren't you doing that? So I would agree with you 100%, but they've been together.
You know, and I'm looking far because it seems like you see this. Young players, when they can put the pads on and all, and you're doing team drills. Now, that necessarily won't happen in the mandatory mini camp, but it's like, get your ass back in the huddle. You know, maybe they didn't break the huddle or the alignment wasn't exactly like it needed to be or they jumped off sides. I remember my Coach Mara, you never could do this because the collective bargaining agreement, you know, and you only practice 3 days, I think, in one of the days, then you have to have a day off. I remember you might be 40-something minutes into practice, and Coach Mara, all of a sudden, that is the mid-80s, and he would be like, start practice over. We'd have to start stretching over. And we've already been out there 40-something minutes because some guys are jumping off sides. Yeah, some guys are jumping off sides or they're not doing what they're supposed to be doing. But you just don't see any of that. I don't see like, you know, it seems like they're whatever they're doing in the meeting room, they're transferring that to the field and they feel confident in what they're doing.
No, I agree. And I think it's kind of, you don't, so I was watching the offensive line today. I don't think it wasn't 7-on-7, but they were doing a drill, and they were, and one of the guys jumped, you know, procedure, and so he without even, no one yelled, no one, he turned around, he walked back to the huddle because he knew his butt was out. That's it. You've created that penalty. Someone takes your place. It was quiet. Nobody said anything, but he knew. As soon as he did it, whistle blew. He turned, went back to the huddle. Another guy took his place. So that, rather than getting screamed at and yelled at and, hey, you go back and do it right, no, you're out. You lose an opportunity. So I thought that was interesting. It's just kind of, you don't really watch it happen. You don't really know it happens because you're right. It's and as you said, it's so much different now. I mean, they are on the clock. You do not have time to do anything because they're not back again until minicamp. They're not back again until late July. You have to get so much accomplished. I mean, even really for the first time that we've been able to see. Now they've done it, you know. We saw a lot more special teams today than we've seen because that's the progression, right? I mean,
right.
Block punt, different things. And it's football, and I'd love, there's a piece of paper somewhere, right, that has today laid out. And I bet it is to the minute, right? From
without a doubt.
With a minute you arrive to the minute you leave, and then the coaches continue with it is such a structured game now, and it has to be just because of the time that you have on the field.
Now, Hoss, I don't know if you think I might be a prisoner of the moment and, you know, the latest flavor, whatever, so to speak, but I don't know. Kellen Moore, I've been impressed. I mean, Bobby, how can you know if he's going to work out at head coach? All I know is he looks like he knows what the hell he's doing. And he's the youngest head coach. I could see. Now, the one thing, maybe I don't agree, and this is in my head. Now, I might not agree with this because Sean Payton could be an SOB at times. I don't know if Kellen Moore could be an SOB. To me, Kellen Moore, if he'd ever get mad, is he really mad? You know, Sean Payton could be an asshole. Whatever. Yeah, I'm trying to. But I just don't see Kellen Moore being that way. Like, if he's really mad. I was going to say the D word. Coach Moore could, Coach Moore. Coach Moore, too. And Sean Payton. I just don't see Kellen Moore that. But I think Kellen Moore, as far as his mind and the football that he knows, he could be somewhat of a younger version of Sean Payton. Now he used to go out and accomplish things, but I'm just that confident in him.
Yeah, I think it's also, you know, he's not that far removed from the game. Right, he's not some grizzled coach with 25 years under his belt, and you know he's young, right? I mean, he's not. I mean, they're a quarterback older than him playing,
right?
Right, one signed today with Pittsburgh, so he's that's just his style, right? And I think it's kind of maybe it's more new for us than it is for him. This isn't like, you know, this is how he's going to be as a head coach. I can assure you, if we were at Philly's training camp last year. As the OC, that's the way he was, right? And
right.
I just think it's different for us, right? We'll have to adjust to him, but he feels very comfortable in his skin, and it's a quiet. I'll even say it's a quiet confidence. He believes in what he believes in, and you have to. And you know, I was thinking about this today on the ride home, like, man. Because you get this kind of elated feeling. That guy looked good. He looked fast. That play looked great. And I bet if I was standing at Baltimore's OTAs, I'd go, he looked good. They looked fast. It's
right.
You know, it's OTAs. It is what it is. But
from a
coaching standpoint.
Yeah, and you know, Hoss, it should be where, they look crisp. Well, hell yeah. There's no pass rush. And they're pros. The ball shouldn't hit the ground. You know, when you're throwing against air or whatever, and you should be able to complete passes, and you should be able to have success at least 80% of the time with no rush. Now it's condensed. It's like an extra defender in the red zone, you know, how you're clicking. But it's an offensive drill. You know, when they do one-on-one, they could do one-on-one in training camp. Okay, the defensive back's on an island. Okay, think about the quarterback. He's dropping back, throwing to the receiver. The receiver knows where he's going. The DB doesn't know where he's going. And there's no rush, and he just has all this space. So, hell yeah, the receiver should win. That's when, if a quarterback knows what he's doing, and the receiver, come on. If you're a stud receiver, the quarterback should be able to hit his hands 10 out of 10 times. And now, when you see a defensive back having utmost success in one-on-one drills, that might be what you call a shutdown corner. that he's in that receiver's jock. He knows that the receiver's going, and he shouldn't know that. That's the instincts that come about. So when you look at all of that occurring, that's why, you know, you get all hyped. And, boy, you know, you want to talk about something, but no one's patient. We want to know what's going to happen coming up in August, September. We don't know. But it's something to look forward to. And like the quarterbacks, the first things first. I mean, how are you going to have success in a team period or when they have a pass rush unless you have success if you're throwing against air? Or are you throwing against like one-on-one? Or are you throwing against 7-on-7? It's like baby steps. And now, they wouldn't be at this level if you couldn't accurately throw the football. Any quarterback that goes, like, who's that left-hander? Look at
Hunter Deckers.
Okay. When he had Iowa State, then he transferred to, Middle Iowa or Central Iowa or something? But I'm just watching
Iowa,
him.
Iowa Western.
Yeah, okay. Iowa Western. Directional school. I don't know if that's Division II, whatever. Okay, but I think he was at Iowa State. But for instance, I'm watching him throw 5 minutes. I said, well, I could see why he got invited to an NFL camp. I'm watching him spin the ball and throw it. Okay, he can come, whether you're a camp arm or whatever. You might eventually try to last be on the practice squad. So when you're out there, it's not just like I had family connections, so I had an opportunity. No, you have to have a certain skill set. And even with that guy, who's the number four guy, who's not going to be on the team, but you could still see how he could throw a football. And that doesn't happen just because, he's a big kid. Let's give him a chance.
I don't know. For me today, one of the things that stood out didn't happen on the field. It was in Kellen Moore's press conference when he was talking about Chris Olave and those trade rumors that keep swirling around Pittsburgh, the Jets, the Giants, all these teams that are supposedly interested, and the Saints are listening to, you know, compensation packages for Chris Olave. But Coach Kellen Moore basically shut that down, I felt like.
Well, it shut it down. But you know the one thing in this day and age in football? You know what Chris Olave got working against him? The same thing that Tua has working against him as being the quarterback for the Dolphins. Oh, he gets hit hard one more time. Oh, he's going for the season. We can't count on him. That's a real thing. You might think.
Right, the concussions.
Yes, with Chris Olave. You know, because did he have time to heal? And then, you know, sometimes, too, when you get concussions, you don't want to be timid. You know, you're going across the middle and all that. They're trying to protect the receivers from not getting that knockout blow. But you never know what can happen. You look at Tua. Okay, they're trying to protect him from concussion, but then he takes off and run. And then he can get hurt. So, no, that's a concern. So we're talking about, I'm not saying it's damaged goods, because Chris Olave, that touchdown he made today, and the red zone, the most impressive touchdown in the three red zone periods. That 17, 18-yard touchdown he caught in the seam. I don't care if they had, I said this earlier, the 4 o'clock hour, they had a lineman. That was a team drill. The ball was coming out on time. That is a legit touchdown. That's what you want to see week in and week out for 17 games. I want to say that was Spencer Rattler who threw that. And I think I got that right. But that play, that's a legit play. I don't care. That was 7-on-7. No, they could have had the lineman, because I look at the timing and where that ball and the whole route concept. But again, nothing against Chris Olave, nothing against Tua in Miami. Once you start getting all those concussions, that's always going to be in the conversation. And fair or not fair, it's just going to be there. And why? We don't need that to be in the conversation. You know why? Because who's our number one receiver?
Chris Olave.
Whoa. We don't need that to happen. Like, knock on wood, whatever. He's not available. And I'm going to bring this up now that this segue. I didn't even know I was doing this, Hoss. Look at the wide receiver.
I'm just impressed you said segue.
Oh, no, that's some radio term that I learned. I don't know where I got that from. But you look at our receivers last year. Okay, Rashid Shaheed. We love Rashid Shaheed. I love Chris Olave. I'd say Chris Olave would be everybody's two, if not number one in the NFL. No, Chris Olave is legit. But you look as a unit, our whole receiving corps, You know how many catches they had last year? 135. What? We've had seasons when you're amongst the best of the best and you're setting records. Oh, he had 115, 120 catches. One guy. While a whole receiving corps had 135 catches for 1,833 yards. Now, this is the whole receiving corps accounting, now listen to this, Hoss, and Steve, and Charlie, accounting for the second fewest yards in the NFL. You know what's the only team who had, as a receiving group, the only team that had fewer yards than the Saints or the Patriots? So the Patriots were dead last, we were one before last. Well, they're not available. Rashid Shaheed, hurt. Chris Olave, hurt. So you look who's playing. Okay, you look at the roster. Who's playing this week at receiver? So I'm just telling you, only 135 catches, and the Saints are just one of the two teams. So you look at big receiver, contested catches. Now, this caught my attention. The Saints are just one of two teams. Now, this other team had success. Are just one of two teams that don't have a wide receiver taller than 6 foot two. The other team who had success with Sam Darnold, the Minnesota Vikings. I wouldn't have guessed that. You know, you look like, okay, do we have that 6'4", 6'5", receiver who could go up and catch the ball? You know, I'm interested, that might be a money thing. You know, I was made contested catches throughout the years, and he's right at 6'2", 210, 215 pounds, Keenan Allen. I think Kellen Moore's familiar with Keenan Allen.
Sure, but he hasn't signed anywhere, obviously.
No, okay, look at it. Now, but he has a highlight reel. I'm not talking about a handful. He has a highlight reel making contested catches. Now he's 33 years of age. He's coming off his least productive season in years. He averaged 50 yards receiving per game last year with the Bears. That was a career low. So where is he at? Is he asking for too much money? We talk about skins on the wall, making contested catches. Everyone, if you follow the NFL, you know who in the hell is Keenan Allen.
Right.
I'm not talking about the Bears, but the Chargers. You know who Keenan Allen is. So that just caught my attention, what I'm talking about, what we expect him in this receiving corps. Can you be available and Rashid Shaheed staying healthy? Chris Olave staying healthy. To help the quarterbacks out.
Well, Mike knows all too well from his sheet, you know, trying to call games last year with all the injuries at wide receiver.
Right.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I'll talk about that.
Well, I mean, I'm looking. So when you look at the receivers last year with, if you go by yards alone, but forget the yards, on that list of yards, 548 was Juwan Johnson. He had 50 catches. And then it's Kamara, 68. You know,
right? There's no wide receivers.
Foster Moreau, 32. Right. That's one thing. You know, 140 some catches, not wide receivers. Valdez Scantling, 17. I mean, the fact that Olave and Shaheed, they didn't miss three or four games. I mean, they missed the bulk of the season. Taysom Hill missed they missed so many games. So that you ended up having the Kevin Austin and the Pettis and Bub Means, who was also hurt as a rookie.
Right. He played a couple of games and he gets hurt, yeah.
Right, and he was hurt. Mason Tipton, I think they – so I don't know how I feel about the wide receiver room. You look at the names and the depth and, I don't know. I tell you, one of the plays that I think when we get in OTAs, we look for moments. Just like, Steve said a moment, and you, whatever you see, and I saw the guy, the offensive lineman. To me, in the team drills, Tyler Shuck had a pass. It wasn't a long pass. It was about the 5-yard line, and it's a straight drop back, but he's hitting Juwan Johnson, who's doing an out route back of the end zone.
A sail route, yeah.
Yeah, it's got to be a bullet. It can't be a little shy or the DB's right there. It can't be too wide. And it's a kind of a difficult throw. He's not moving to his left. He's standing in the middle. And it was a bullet. It was a perfect pass to Juwan Johnson in stride, touchdown, and it was just
right.
So to me, that's what you got to get out of OTAs. You know, I don't know. Right now, to me, they're the greatest team in the world.
Well, but right? But you know what? But Hoss, when you see that, okay, that's a nice play. Like when he hit Chris Olave in the scene.
Right, that 70. Yeah, that play. You saw that play.
Yeah.
Right.
And then you look at Juwan Johnson. But you know what? Okay, it can't be every now and then. You got to see that like 5-6 times a practice. You know, you have to see that like all the time. You know, and not some of the time. And you know what, Hoss? Let me tell you how the Who Dat Nation breaks it down. This is what they look at. Okay, Chris Olave, Rashid Shaheed, now Brandon Cooks. Now he's our third option. Brandon Cooks has had 1,000-yard receiving in a season. Why in the hell teams get rid of him? I remember he had 1,000 yards on the Patriots. They get rid of him. Because, okay, that doesn't mean he can't play. But some players have trade value and all that. But this is why I look at the Saints fans, how they look at it. Because you get Spaulding with Marcus Colston, and you get Spaulding when Michael Thomas was not bitching. He wasn't a prima donna. You look at all those receivers, they're all similar. Olave, Shaheed, Cooks, they all stand between 5'10", 6'. They weigh about 180, 190 pounds. And the Saints have clearly lacked a 50-50 ball winner in their offense ever since Michael Thomas went down with that ankle injury in the first game of the 2020 season. I'm telling you, we had Colston and Michael Thomas. Now when you see 50-50 ball, it's like, oh, well, what a great catch. Now, Olave's doing that now and then, but not enough. You don't see that. That's why I'm always harping sometimes. I like all these guys, but we need like a big receiver. Maybe one of these bigger receivers who we have in the roster now might step up. But I don't think you could say they're going to be like Marcus Colston or Michael Thomas in his heyday. Michael Thomas was Offensive Player of the Year. Not all Pro Bowl, Offensive Player of the Year.
Well, let me say this in closing, because I hear the music, and I know Steve hears that music. To me, I don't care how tall he is. Go catch the ball. You can be a good
50-50
guy if you're 6 foot or 6'1". It ain't about 6'3", 6'4". Go get the ball, right? And then we don't have this conversation.
Mike, always appreciate the time, man. We'll be talking to you soon at Mandatory Minicamp next week, and we better bring those sunblock. I got a feeling we're going to be outside with those fans.
Oh, you have to have a wide-brim hat. A wide-brim hat, Hoss.
You got it. All right, fellas.
All right.
Talk to you.
That was the voice of the Saints, Mike Hoss, joining us. We're taking a break here on Sports Talk. He can sound off with the Cajun Cannon here on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and text line, 504-260-1870. We are back after this on WWL.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to remind folks, all you have to do to have this show delivered to your phone absolutely free, just download the Odyssey app. You can listen to all 4 hours, one specific hour, just the hottest clips. Just download the app and follow Bobby Hebert. It's that easy. We realize you can't always listen to this entire show live, so Odyssey makes it easier for you to listen when you want and how you want. That goes for this show or any of the shows that you love here on WWL. Just download the free Odyssey app today and take control, or tell your smart speaker, play WWL. Well, right now, I'm going to play a break. Come back with more sports talk right after this on WWL. You guessed it. We've been talking about Saints OTAs, not even mentioning Oklahoma City, Indiana tonight, game one of the NBA Finals, a 7:30 tip-off. Definitely looking forward to it, gents. We were talking to Nick Friedel, Odyssey NBA insider, yesterday, and I know you mentioned it earlier, Cajun Cannon. He's kind of expecting that gentleman sweep from the Thunder as well.
Yeah, we'll talk about that. You know what I want to talk about also, because I watched this last night.
Oh, the Cup Final.
The Stanley Cup.
Game one.
I can tell you what, I think we got the two of the best teams in the NBA Finals.
A lot of excitement in that game.
And two
man.
Of the best teams in the Stanley Cup.
No doubt.
You know, I'm a St. Louis Blues fan. You know, my son's in St.
But
Louis.
But you appreciate good hockey.
No, the Florida Panthers and Edmonton Oilers, no, they're as good as it gets. And to break that down. No, and that was in overtime. Anything in overtime is awesome.
On your seat, right.
Yeah.
Out
so,
of your seat.
No, we got to touch on the NHL, the Stanley Cup, because that's an awesome trophy.
Time for the news break. We'll be back with more of our Black and Gold OT edition of Sports Talk right after this. Stay tuned.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.